EAP News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump was in a D.C. court today as federal appeals judges heard the former president's claim he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. Julie Walker has details.
After the hearing, Donald Trump pressed his case that he was fighting voter fraud.
A president has to have immunity.
In court, Trump's lawyer John Sauer argued,
to authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
But there was skepticism about those arguments from the panel of three federal appeals court judges, which includes Judge Karen Henderson.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
It's unclear when the judges will make a decision. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv today calling on Israel to work with moderate Palestinians and neighboring countries on plans for post-war Gaza. He says they're willing to help rebuild and govern the territory, but only if there's a pathway to a Palestinian state. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
His prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about the December hospitalization. The White House chief of staff is ordering cabinet heads to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. A big sprawling storm has hit the south with high winds and tornado warnings and at least three deaths reported. Mark Wool at the National Weather Service says Alabama and Florida have been hit hard.
Significant damage in Panama City Beach, down in Bay County, and all the way across that county.
Another storm's brought cities across the Midwest to a standstill with more than half a foot of snow. It's headed toward the northeast. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street drifted through mixed trading and held relatively steady ahead of several potentially market-moving reports later in the week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. That followed up on the benchmark index's best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow lost 157 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Most stocks fell, but another record high close for Nvidia helped limit the S&P 500's losses. The big chip maker stock rose 1.7%. Crude oil prices recovered some of their sharp losses from the day before. Treasury yields held relatively steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged up to 4.02%. The government reports figures on inflation later in the week, and several big companies, including JP Morgan Chase, will report their latest quarterly results. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. There is a winter storm warning through 6 a.m. Wednesday. For tonight, breezy with snow tapering off by late evening. An additional 1 to 2 inches possible, especially east. Low 23. Winds will be north to northwest, 12 to 25, and gusty. Mostly cloudy and much quieter tomorrow with a high of 31. Winds will be northwest 5 to 13, becoming southwest late. And for tomorrow night, light snow likely, maybe another 1 to 2 inches possible with a low of 21. Currently in Richland Center, we don't have any winds right now. They're calm, and it is snowing outside, and our temperature is 33 degrees. And as we last, after our last measurement that took place about a half hour ago. At the WRCO studios, our snow total is 6.5 inches. And because of that snow, we have some cancellations to pass along. First of all, the Bloom City Town Meeting that was scheduled for tonight has been moved to next Tuesday. There will not be property tax collection in person this week. Due to the unpredictable weather, road conditions, and for the safety of the staff and members, GHC, SCW clinics and pharmacies, urgent care, PTOT, eye care, and administrative office have closed at 5 o'clock. Also in cancellations, the Southwest Tech campus is closed today, and Dance Elite classes in Fenimore and Richland Center are canceled. Red Dragon Martial Arts is closed. Simon's Recreation Complex closes at 6. The pool will be open until 5:40, and there will be strengths and more class still at 5:30. The 4-H volunteer orientation that was supposed to be held tonight at 7 has been canceled. Trivia at the Sportsman's Lounge and Supper Club is canceled tonight. Sportsman's will be opened as scheduled. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled their monthly meeting from tonight to next Tuesday at January 16th at 7 p.m., and that'll be held at the Richland Center American Legion. Church League Volleyball in Richland Center is canceled for tonight. Euchre Tournament at the Richland Community Center is canceled. Town of Wyoming Board Meeting is postponed this evening and will now be held on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The Richland Center Landfill will be closed tomorrow. And then also, businesses that are closed include ET Foods, Creative Outlet, Tony Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance, The Village Pump, and Simple Elegance. Computer Doctors had closed at 2:30 today, and they'll be open for regular hours on Wednesday. The All-American Do-It Center will close at 4. Actually, they're already closed today, as is Jones Chevrolet. And also, the Boscobel Bowling and Banquet Bingo is canceled for tonight, and Powder Puff Bowling at the Phoenix Center is canceled as well. And we had reports of people having trouble to get on our website. And I do see that our website is up for now, and keep trying. And if you want to check out cancellations, and if something happens, it goes down, we will have reports throughout the evening of cancellations as they come in.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today is Tuesday, January 9th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Due to snow accumulations from the winter storm, officials from the city of Richland Center have announced that a snow removal emergency will begin tonight at 10 p.m. and will expire tomorrow morning at 7. The snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the city of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Notifications will be made via WRCO, Nixle Alert, and on the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page. All vehicles must be removed from city streets and highways from 10 tonight until 7 a.m. each night the snow removal emergency is in effect. Vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed at the owner's expense. Overnight off-street parking will be available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots located downtown. The 5 municipal parking lots are as follows: parking lot south of the fire department, parking lot south of the city auditorium, parking lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, parking lot on South Jefferson Street across from Quick Trip, parking lot north of A1 Furniture. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, the City Hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. The village of Muscatine has also announced that there will be a snow removal emergency in the village beginning tonight at 10 and will expire tomorrow morning at 10. Off-street parking is available at the laundromat parking lot, the swimming pool parking lot, and the parking lot at Riverside Park by the boat landing. No parking is allowed on any village street during the hours of the snow removal emergency. The winter storm that we are currently having now will impact travel today into tomorrow across most of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service forecasts heavy snowfall and high winds throughout the central and southern parts of the state. Road conditions and visibility will deteriorate quickly today, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation encourages drivers to be weather aware and know before you go with 511 Wisconsin at 511wi.gov or via the mobile app. Travelers can monitor winter road conditions and view live videos from traffic cameras along their route. Also, clear snow and ice from vehicles before traveling. Fill the gas tank and windshield washer fluid. Have fully charged phone and emergency kit in your vehicle. And alert others about your route and expected travel time. Snowplow crews and emergency responders across Wisconsin are preparing for potentially hazardous conditions on the road throughout the duration of the storm. Precautions to follow during the storm include snow means slow, allow extra travel time, following distance and reduce your speed during winter conditions. Be cautious on bridges, overpasses, and entrances and exit ramps. Don't be overconfident in four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicles. All vehicles require additional time and distance to stop in adverse conditions. Avoid using cruise control in winter conditions. Buckle up and put your phone down while driving. Every trip, every time, leave room for maintenance vehicles and snow plows. Move over or slow down for stopped emergency vehicles. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snow plow. Make sure that you can see the plow's mirrors to ensure the driver can see you. In case of a crash or slide off, stay in the vehicle, turn on the hazards, call 911, and move vehicles out of traffic if possible. Some places in Wisconsin could see up to 10 inches from this snowstorm. The hardest hit area in Wisconsin will be the southern two-thirds. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's really going to put the heaviest snow target really from Prairie du Chien into Madison. Then it kind of slides up north in towards the Dells and towards the Fox Valley. Even Green Bay could see some of that as well.
Columbia County Emergency Management is encouraging residents to take your time and consider a few safety measures to protect yourself and your family. Only travel if absolutely necessary until the roads are properly cleared off. If traveling during the storm, make sure you have your fuel above half a tank of fuel. Have a blanket available in case you slide off and need to wait for help. Have a cell phone with you in case you need to call for help. Emergency room physicians note an increase of individuals experiencing heart attacks, chest discomfort, and various heart-related issues due to shoveling. For older adults with high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, or obesity, medical experts recommend seeking assistance for snow removal tasks, especially with the wet and heavy snow falling today. But if you must, don't wait until it stops snowing to shovel it at all. It'll be too heavy. Instead, shovel it in shifts and sections and take frequent breaks. Avoid throwing snow instead of slowly pushing it. And while you are out there, make sure that your dryer vent and exhaust pipes to your furnace and hot water heater are clear of snow. At a special Richland School Board education meeting last Thursday, the board heard a presentation from the Morris Leatherman Company, LLC. This presentation summarized the findings from the community survey held in December. Representatives from Nexus also presented at this special board meeting and discussed options to structure a capital improvements referendum within the guidelines obtained from the survey. The board is also discussing an operational referendum and needs to consider the options of both a recurring versus a non-recurring referendum. If the board is interested in placing referendum questions on the ballot in April, they must adopt resolutions no later than January 24th. Quarles and Brady have been contacted to start these resolutions. Board members approved moving forward on a possible non-recurring operational referendum. Broken down, it would be $2.3 million in 2024 through 2025, a $2.4 million in 2025 through 26, $2.5 million in 2026 through 27, and $2.6 million in 2027-28. A proposed referendum question for operational costs in the amount of $27,160,000 for the public purpose of paying the cost of school facility improvement projects consisting of district-wide safety, security and site improvements, and Americans with Disabilities Act compliance updates, remodeling and upgrades to the district technical education space, roofing improvements at the high school, district-wide capital maintenance, infrastructure, and HVAC improvements, including adding air conditioning to the school buildings where needed, and acquisitions of furnishings, fixtures and equipment, and auditorium upgrades was also approved. The goal of the district is to keep the mill rate below $15 million. District Administrator Steve Board will work with Quarles and Brady to finalize the referendum questions. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that state law does not allow for the use of mobile absentee voting sites, siding with Republicans who had challenged Racine's use of a voting van that traveled around the city in 2022. Republicans opposed the use of the van, the only one of its kind in Wisconsin, saying its use was against the law. Increasing the chance of voter fraud was used to bolster Democratic turnout. The Democratic National Committee joined with Racine and state elections officials in defending the use of the van, but the judge ruled late Monday that there is no authority in state law for such mobile voting devices. Police say that two boys who were hospitalized last week after falling through the ice on a Madison area pond have died. Sun Prairie Police say the 8-year-old and 6-year-old were hospitalized Friday in critical condition after first responders pulled them from a retention pond. Sun Prairie Police say Monday that one of the boys died over the weekend. The Wisconsin State Journal reported the other boy's death was confirmed on Monday by Dane County medical examiners, according to an assistant police chief. Messages seeking additional information were left Tuesday with the medical examiner's office. Tomorrow, aquatic managers Christopher Arthon, Daniel Rustler, and their lifeguard instructor, Darren Kuhnke, will be honored by the American Red Cross of Wisconsin Southwest Chapter for helping save the lives of a woman who had a medical emergency at the Wilderness Hotel and Golf Resort. While working at the Wilderness Hotel and Golf Resort on August 5th, Rustler and Arthon rescued a woman who experienced a medical emergency while floating in the Lazy River. The woman was not breathing and did not have a pulse, so Rustler and Arthon immediately started cardiopulmonary compressions and delivered a shock with an automated external defibrillator. When EMT personnel arrived, the woman had recognized a pulse, and the EMTs took over her care thanks to the quick-thinking duo. The woman is alive today. Anthon and Rosler will receive the Life-Saving Award for Professional Responders, which is the highest award given by the Red Cross to an individual or group of individuals who save or sustain a life using skills learned in an American Red Cross Training Services course. Kuhnke will receive the Life-Saving Instructors Award, which is one of the highest awards given by the American Red Cross to instructors who teach the skills that help save or sustain lives. Red Cross training courses are developed and taught by experts and ensure you can provide life-saving care when it's needed most. A variety of online blended online in-personal skills sessions and classroom courses are available. Visit redcross.org/take-a-class and sign up today to get certified in first aid, CPR, and AED. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jim Pulvermacher on ticket number 262. WRCO News time is 5:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Tuesday, January 9th. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Vossetag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Friends may call at the Vossetag Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Burial will be at the Gays Mills Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice in Pat's memory. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI sired and AI bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cash and Vet Service, plus fresh cows and two-year-olds. Milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you're dealing with the snowstorm okay. We've generally had upwards of 6 inches across much of our area as of late afternoon. Still a bit more to go thanks to this powerful storm center, which was located south of Chicago late this afternoon, tracking northeast. A band of snow wrapping around it, stretching from Iowa up through southern and eastern Wisconsin. That'll gradually move east of us by late this evening, and conditions will improve, but it will stay quite breezy throughout the night with some scattered blowing and drifting, so be very careful traveling. We are expecting a break for most of tomorrow, then another small weather system will slide in tomorrow night, could bring us some light snow accumulation. Then Thursday looks fairly quiet before things ramp up once again Friday and Saturday as another powerful storm tracks out of the southern plains toward the central Great Lakes. Could bring a swath of heavy snow somewhere close to parts of Wisconsin, especially the southeast part of the state. But moderate accumulations are possible even into our area with some strong gusty winds. That one will tap into some bitter cold air as well for the second half of the weekend into next week. Winter storm warning continues until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll have breezy conditions tonight with snow tapering off by late evening. An additional inch or two generally, heaviest to the eastern part of the region, low at 23. North and northwest wind 12 to 25 and gusty. Mostly cloudy and much quieter tomorrow, high at 31. Northwest wind around 10, becoming southwest later. Tomorrow night, some light snow likely, an inch or two possible, low at 21 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy to sun peaks, high in the upper 20s. Heading into Friday, breezy with snow likely, several inches expected, low 15 with a high of 26. Saturday, windy and cold, snow tapering to flurries by afternoon with some additional accumulations, low 12, high of 19. Sunday, partly sunny, windy and bitter cold, high of 6. And Monday's high, just 3 degrees. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's snowing and 33 degrees, which is our daytime high, and after a morning low of 31 degrees. Yesterday's high was 33. We received no precipitation yesterday. Record high set back in 2002, was 54 degrees, and a record low of 25 below was set back in 1977. Last year's high was 39, with a low of 10. Sunset took place tonight at 4:44. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:33. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.21, and we have received 6.5 inches of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees, and because of the snow that we are receiving, the Bloom City Town Meeting tonight that was scheduled has been moved to next Tuesday. There will be no property tax collection in person this week. The GHC, SCW Clinics, Pharmacies, Urgent Care, PTOT, Eye Care, and Administrative Office is closed already. They closed at 5 o'clock today. The Southwest Tech Campus is closed today. Also closed tonight is the Dance Elite classes in Fenimore and Richland Center. They have been canceled. Red Dragon Martial Arts is closed. Simon's Recreation Complex will close at 6. The pool is open from now until 5:40, and there will be a Strengths and More class that was scheduled still going on at 5:30. The 4-H volunteer orientation that was supposed to be held at 7 tonight has been canceled. Trivia at the Sportsman's Lounge and Supper Club is canceled tonight. But also Sportsman will be open as scheduled. Forgot to mention that. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled its monthly business meeting that was supposed to be held today. They're going to be holding that next Tuesday at 7. Church League Volleyball in Richland Center is canceled for tonight. Euchre Tournament at the Richland Community Center is canceled. Town of Wyoming Board Meeting is postponed this evening and will now be held on Wednesday at 6. Also, looking ahead to tomorrow, the Richland Center landfill will be closed. And also, businesses that are closed include ET Foods, The Creative Outlet, Tony Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, The Village Pump, and Simple Elegance, The Computer Doctors, All American Do It Center, and Jones Chevrolet. And then Bosco Bell Bowling Banquet Bingo is canceled for tonight, and Powder Puff Bowling at the Phoenix Center is canceled. And the WRCO.com website is up, so you can see a full list of cancellations and information about the snow emergencies on our website.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Wins over Iowa and Nebraska have bumped the Badgers up 6 spots to number 15 in this week's AP College Basketball Top 25 poll. Since losing to Providence in mid-November, Wisconsin has won 10 of its last 11 games. A weekend loss to Seton Hall knocked Marquette out of the top 10. The Golden Eagles come in at number 11 this week, down 4 positions. Wisconsin and Marquette both play tomorrow night, the Badgers at Ohio State and the Eagles at home against Butler. It makes you wonder, what if Aaron Jones had played every game of the 2023 NFL season? Would the stretch drive have started earlier? Or is it a good thing that he is so rested he was the best back in the league over the final 3 weeks? Jones led all rushers with 358 yards, two 22 rushing first downs and 13 runs of more than 10 yards. Pro Football Reference reports Jones had what it calls a success rate of 62% his season. That's the highest mark of the NFL in the last 29 years. Unfortunately, he missed six games and was limited in at least four others.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034.
The latest commitment from the transfer portal ranks coach Luke Fickell's Badgers 14th nationally. The 10th player to say he's coming to Madison is inside linebacker Jaheim Thomas. Most of the talent is coming to the offensive side, and there is still work to be done on defense. Ole Miss is ranked at the top for its transfer portal additions. And other Major League Baseball front offices expect the Brewers to hang on to pitcher Corbin Burnes, at least until the midseason trade deadline. Nearly every contending team in both leagues have been mentioned as a possible destination for the 2021 Cy Young Award winner. Burnes has told reporters he would have to be blown away by a contract offer to choose an extension over free agency. That happens at the end of the 2024 season. At that time, Burnes would be in line for a mega contract like the one signed a few years ago by Gerrit Cole with the New York Yankees. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
Here are more tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society for keeping your pets safe in cold weather. First, pets often seek warmth under parked cars and under hoods, so be sure to check for pets under and around vehicles. Also, antifreeze is poisonous to pets, so thoroughly clean up any spills and keep pets away from both antifreeze and standing water near antifreeze spills. Finally, after your pet has been outdoors, rinse its paws with warm water and check between its toes for salt and ice particles. Do everything you can to keep both yourself and your pets winter safe. And listen for more cold weather tips for pets next week. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933 with offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg. For your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Cattle were mixed Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up modestly on short covering and technical buying. The recent rain in Brazil is expected to boost yield potential for later planted beans, but is too late for part of that crop. Beans planted earlier were hit by hot, dry weather with disappointing initial yields in most areas. March soybeans were up 3 at 1248 and a half. May was 4 higher at 1258 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal was down 90 cents at 367.60. March soybean oil was up 64 points, 48.45. Corn was modestly higher, watching that weather in South America, including the generally good conditions in much of Argentina. CONAB's new outlook for Brazil is on Wednesday, with updated USDA numbers Friday. March corn was 4.25 higher at 459 and a quarter, and May was up 4 at 471 and a half. And wheat was higher on short covering and technical buying. The complex is oversold, and there is the potential for winter kill in parts of the U.S. and the Black Sea region. Still, it's going to be hard to assess any damage until winter wheat emerges from dormancy. March Chicago was up 13.75 at 610. March Kansas City was 11.75 higher at 627. March Minneapolis wheat was up 3 at 705.5. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, mostly higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Weather's going to be a factor. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was up 82 at 170.77. April was 57 higher at 173.60. March feeders were down 20 at 224.87. April was up 25 at 230.35. And hogs were higher, supported by the recent mostly higher trend in the pork carcass cutout value. February lean was up $1.27 at $71.87. April was 97 higher at $78.50. Megan Grebner's full look at the cash livestock markets is coming up after this brief break.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan? It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compure Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
More.
It was another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Tuesday. Weather was definitely a factor. It's likely significant trade volumes going to be pushed until late in the week. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.33 at $2.80.16. Select closed $3.47 higher at $2.62.66. Estimated cattle slaughter was 94,000 head. That's down 32,000 on the weekend, down a little more than 33,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 41 cents with a weighted average of 45.31. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.25 higher with a weighted average of 46.13. And the Western Corn Belt up 93 cents with a weighted average of 45.81. Pork values were lower, down 49 cents at 84.53. And estimated hog slaughter was 395,000 head, down 97,000 on the week and down a little more than 67,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Ag economist Arlen Suderman with StoneX Group tells Brownfield he's anticipating a boost in U.S. corn and soybean production when USDA releases supply and demand data at the end of the week.
They're looking for a little bit of an increase in soybeans, a little bit of a decrease in corn. We still think there's a little bit more upside potential in the yield.
More news is next.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker one-third of his house, a third of his truck, and a third of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicides' proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
One-third of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compere Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compere.com to learn more. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Two bills recently introduced in the U.S. House would help farmers improve conservation practices on their operations. Congressman Zach Nunn of Iowa tells Brownfield the first bill would establish a new Office of Innovation within the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
This is a bottom-up approach where farmers get to drive conservation practices that work and submit them forward for the USDA to make standard playbook issues versus what we currently have of a USDA that implements standards. Oftentimes they go decades before they're updated or innovated.
The National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest winner for the state of Minnesota achieved 314 bushel corn, despite receiving a third of normal precipitation during the growing season. David Hubline of Lewiston tells Brownfield,
"We feel truly blessed to have a bountiful year."
And U.S. ethanol exports declined slightly from October to November. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Hello, everyone. This is the Soil Health Hotline, a content partnership with Sound Agriculture and Brownfield Ag News. Sound Agriculture agronomy manager Rich Haynes talks about how to get more nutrients in the soil by applying less fertilizer. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Rich Haynes says don't forget to take a soil test before starting any spring fertilizer application.
The more you know, the better decisions you can make. So doing 1 acre grids, you know, on your fields every, you know, 8 years if possible, or to really understand subfield conditions and then applying to that, because over application of P and K is a thing that happens a lot. And we see massive amounts in the soil that are just not accessible because of soil biology. A massive amount, you know, more than 50% of the N that gets into your plant, some say upwards of 85% of the phosphorus that gets into your plant actually occurs because of biological activity in the soil. Just applying micro or macronutrients onto the field doesn't mean they ever make it into the plants. There's no right or wrong way to start going down that road toward balance on a field. The first path is understanding what's happening on the field. And then it's, hey, can we maybe change some tillage practices? You know, maybe going from full till to strip till in situations where it's feasible or it makes sense with soil conditions, with temperatures and things like that. Or maybe there's no till. But then also thinking about how much synthetic fertilizer you put on. If you have a lot in your soil, then it's possible to look toward ways to just activate that microbiome to make it more efficient. Looking at something like Source is just a really good option because it's a little bit different than everything else out there. You know, it's a fully applied chemistry that translocates to the root zone and stimulates what already lives in the soil to help reactivate that natural process of nitrogen fixation and then phosphorus solubilization to utilize what's already there, just inaccessible to the plant. The Performance Optimizer tool is a tool that we've put together trying to be really transparent with our data. We have a tool that just looks at kind of where farmers fall on their nitrogen use efficiency score, so how many pounds of N per bushel, how many bushels they're going for, you know, and then we have a matrix of where they fall onto whether they should use Source as a yield boosting play or whether Source really works for them more as a reduction of 25 pounds of nitrogen, 25 pounds of phosphorus. Visit our website. It's sound.ag, and there's a ton of information on there about Source, how it works. The Performance Optimizer tool is on there, and then there's a dealer locator so you can learn to find where the local rep for you is.
This is the Soil Health Hotline on Brownfield.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Cuba singing about Farmageddon on Country and Community WRCO. My name is Tim Thede. You surviving the storm out there? Just took a measurement, 7 inches of snow in Richland Center. But I've talked to people throughout the day, even down in Muscadet. I understand that they got more snow than us. And it seems like as you go more west, yeah, I guess even south and they said had quite a bit in east. So it's weird how these storms track it. I know they said it was going to be an iffy start, but yeah, we had 7 inches here. Still coming down at the WRCO studios with a temperature of 33 degrees, according to the Wirtz floor, home, and temperature gauge. Just wanted to let you know, too, so that you can get your cars off the street. There is a snow emergency for the city of Richland Center tonight from 10 until 7 a.m. tomorrow. And then the village of Muscadet has a snow emergency from 10 p.m. tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow. So at the top of the hour after the weather, I will be giving a rundown of those snow emergencies and of all the updated cancellations that are going on. I know we've had people calling in saying, is any school canceled for tomorrow? And we haven't had any cancellations yet and not even any delays. I think a lot of it is they're going to kind of wait it out or maybe give a call later and let us know. But once we receive that information, we will definitely pass it along to you. And if we finally get the WRCO.com website is up and working, we don't know if it was an internet issue or what the deals, or if there was so much traffic checking out our website to check out the cancellations, it may have hurt the service on there. But WRCO.com is back up and got the updated information, so be sure to go there and check out any information if you have any questions. And we've been talking about cancellations. I just kind of want to let you know what's on our community calendar for tomorrow. The Vernon County Over 50 will host the McIntosh Memorial Library with Trina Erickson, and that'll be at 2:15 at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. Learn the activities and future plans for the Viroqua Library. The program will also be Zoomed to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 for more information. And then also looking ahead to Thursday, the Brewer Public Library will hold preschool story time at 10:30, and that's held on every Thursday at 10:30 in January. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. Coming up next, we have Ross Flora. Oh, there we go. Ross Flora with Creek Ran Red.
There's a war down in the holler. Taxman came to take his daughter. Well, it's ring, but still the copper. There's something insane. Like a stalker.
sour, a gentle